6. The Tale of Alvin the Poor but Honest Farmer. The whole of the tribe of hairy hooligans sat round-eyed in silence as Alvin settled himself into Stoic's throne and told his tale. "I was put in the coffin," began Alvin, "by some very rude people who not only disbelieved the tale I am about to tell you, but also suspected me of being a common thief. They dumped me over the side of the arbour on their island with a lot of rude laughter."
"Meatheads," said Stoic, knowledgeably. "What are they led by a tall chap, one eye, bad breath, answers to the name of Mogadon?"
"That does ring a bell," admitted Alvin.
"But how had you come across the coffin in the first place?" asked Stoic.
"I am a poor but honest farmer," said Alvin. "And a long time ago in the peaceable country, far, far away, I was digging up some ground for, planting potatoes, when I came across this coffin, which just fell open in my hands."
"And when you opened this coffin, which says quite clearly, 'Do not open' on the front," asked Old Wrinkly thoughtfully, "was there not some sort of surprise?"
"You could say that," admitted Alvin, with a good-natured smile that perhaps did not quite reach his eyes. "I opened the coffin, reached forward quite innocently to grasp something inside, and the coffin lid snapped shut with the force of a shark's jaws and in one stroke cut off my hand." Alvin held up his right arm. There, where his hand should have been, emerging from his sleeve, was an iron claw. The hooligans gasped in horror.
"Dearie me," tutted Stoic. "Bibby-trapped. I do apologise for my great-grandfather. He did have a nasty sense of humour."
"Yes," said Alvin, smiling happily once more, "but luckily us poor but honest farmers can take a joke. And this," he gestured to the claw, "is very handy for opening up oysters. Now back to my tale. I was careful the next time I opened the coffin to dismantle the booby trap first, but there was no sign of any treasure inside, nor indeed the body of Grimbeard the Ghastly. What there was..."
The entire tribe of hairy hooligans leaned forward eagerly, mouths open, eyes wide. "Was this map and this riddle." Alvin reached into his breast pocket and held up the map and the riddle for everybody to see.
"Oh," said Stoic, very disappointed. "No Grimbeard, no treasure, no Stormblade. Just two little pieces of paper."
"Ah, but Stoic," said Alvin craftily, "these two little pieces of paper will lead us to Grimbeard's treasure."
"Us?" said Old Wrinkly. "Something is puzzling me. You have the riddle, you have the map. Why didn't you just go and find the treasure yourself? Why did you come here to us?"
"But that would be dishonest," said Alvin, virtuously. "We all know the saga of the lost treasure of Grimbeard the Ghastly. This treasure belongs to you, his descendants. Besides, there's the little matter of the riddle. The riddle makes it clear that this treasure cannot be found by just anybody.